tonight, growing fears for COVID's youngest victim.
We're talking about how horrible, how much of a risk it is to children.
This virus is capable of killing children. It has already killed hundreds of children.
It's getting our kids.
The more cases you have, the more deaths among children.
Tragic deaths.
Coming for our children.
Kids are getting infected. Kids are getting infected. They're still getting infected.
Literally hundreds of children were infected. Kids are in danger.
Help me!
They are vehicles of spread.
Children spread the virus.
It may be that children who get infected have long-term consequences.
Parents of children of all ages should assume that even the smallest symptom could be COVID.
Young children are being affected.
This virus takes its toll on our children.
This is killing children.
Children have died.
Children have died. Children could die every day.
It's killing children.
Killing children.
COVID-19 is disproportionately killing children of color.
Children die of COVID.
This is killing kids right now.
It's taking children's lives.
Really hitting at children.
Death, morbidity.
It is picking off young people like we've never seen.
Deaths from COVID are incredibly rare among children. A death rate of 0.000000.
It doesn't matter how low the risk.
Risk to children.
The danger for children and the need for them to be vaccinated.
The only chance these children have is masking and a vaccine.
Millions of parents across the United States desperate to get their children under 12 vaccinated.
Unvaccinated kids are at risk.
Children are at high risk.
The unvaccinated are putting kids at risk.
The unvaccinated are a risk to young children.
I need to be now careful for my children because of all the unvaccinated people around us.
If you are not vaccinated, do not go around children.
America shouldn't be sending unvaccinated kids to school.
Growing concern about unvaccinated children.
It's like we're playing with the lives of children by not isolating ourselves until things are under control.
Don't come out and infect my great-grandkid.
You lied about your vaccine status and you sneeze on my grandchildren? That could be a crime.
I'm more worried for children than I've ever been.
Growing crisis for children. The number of kids infected with coronavirus is reaching alarming levels.
Alarming numbers.
The alarming surge in the number of children infected with COVID.
It's crucial for students 12 and up to get vaccinated.
We need these vaccines pretty urgently.
It really is a very urgent situation.
We need to raise the level of urgency.
The sense of urgency.
Since we've been vaccinated, how dangerous is it to be near our grandchildren?
Parents grow increasingly concerned.
Deeply concerning.
Leaving many parents concerned.
Parents concerned.
They're still concerned.
The reports are deeply concerning.
Kids are starting college in 3 weeks and they're not going to be alive.
So I feel like I'm sending my son into a situation where it will be hard to protect himself.
Students who did not get vaccinated were disenrolled.
Asymptomatic students who test positive are ordered to a room where they spend 10 days in confinement. Food is dropped off once a day at the door. Doesn't that sound extreme to you?
Our updated guidance actually says you can leave isolation after 5 days if you can wear your mask all the time, including being able to eat meals alone. So that you are not infecting others while you eat.
From your data, ages 15 to 24, the risk of death is at 0.001%.
Yeah, here's what I'll tell you. I'll tell you that
children need to be protected. That's why we all need to get vaccinated to protect them.
If we really care about protecting our children, then vaccinate.
Protect the kids.
Do it for the child.
The way to protect them is for all the rest of us to get our vaccine.
Think of their children.
And these are children.
If we want to protect kids, the number one thing to do is to vaccinate everybody around them.
So if you want to protect your grandchildren, vaccination again is the answer.
And so what my responsibility is to provide guidance and recommendations to protect the American people. Those recommendations strongly recommend vaccination for our children above the age of 5.